I've never seen Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but I imagine it's more or less a representation of my nightmares. I didn't know I hated birds until this summer when I was staying in Brussels and traveling around Europe, exploring the great cities, trying foods, and absorbing cultures both new and vibrant to me. At first, the pigeons were just a minor nuisance, hundreds of them lining the sidewalk, cluelessly wandering in front of my path or waddling around cafe patios. They were always in the way, so I'd kick at them a little bit. Never actually make contact with them, of course, but just shoo them away with my foot, expel them from my presence. But then one day in Paris, while I was lounging by a fountain, enjoying some French delicacy of choice, a pigeon flew directly at me. You could say he charged me, and I ducked with fear. But it appeared he relented his attack at the last moment and flew skyward to be with his bird friends. Some witnesses might say this was not an attack, but I assure you it felt like one of many, and I then began to really look at them as they stumbled along the sidewalks, their beady little eyes, their awkward gait, some of them mangled, missing a leg or a talon. After a few close examinations, I decided I permanently didn't like them, that I could not endure the macabre mental image of a whole family of them descending from the sky to insatiably peck at me, them being mainly street birds. I'd say, in fact, that I still like birds of prey, like falcons and hawks and any other bird that represents a sports team I support. They are generally regal creatures. But pigeons and crows, street birds, they have no purpose. They are scavengers and a species of hunters. They look like they carry diseases, they poop all over pedestrians, and they pester people, always begging for food or ravaging swill from the crevices of filthy cobblestone streets. They are harbingers of doom. The other day I was walking in downtown Columbia, and many birds, I assume pigeons or crows, were flying around a crane working on construction for one of the new apartment complexes. It was raining feces, and I took shelter under an anonymous balcony with my friend as we attempted to ride out the scourge. I closed my eyes and had a vision of me in the car on my way to a Bass Pro Shop, of purchasing a pellet gun, of doing a little public service. In the depths of my mind, I wondered where street birds fell on the spectrum of expendability. Surely above ants, maybe below dogs. But this relativism was not okay. It made me ask the question, what does the bird think of me? Does it see similar repulsive traits? Same awkward gait? Same disproportionate eyes? Does it get the same feeling of impending destruction at the very sight of me? Does it wonder why I, as a human, have partaken in ruining its migratory patterns? Would it like to go to a Bass Pro Shop and purchase a pellet gun to take care of the nuisances I cause? I ask all these questions, and I ponder the answers. The answer to each question is no. The bird does not think of me because the bird is a bird. Its mind is feeble, and its flocks above truly are the stuff of nightmares. Broods of winged demons touring the sky, the avian swine, the rats of the air. They ominously drift above, waiting to perform unabated chaos.